WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where our update at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in downtown Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs will be back in court today trying to secure bail for the hip-hop mogul who has pleaded not guilty to forcible sex trafficking, racketeering, and other crimes. ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams on Combs' chances of getting out.
Typically, when you talk about bail, it's presumed, meaning someone's presumed innocent, so you're presumed that you get bail. Not in this kind of crime. In this kind of crime, bail is not presumed. Furthermore, you've got the problem that he's accused of intimidating witnesses, of trying to interfere with the investigation. None of that helps him in his argument that he should get bail.
Sources confirm that Israel was behind the simultaneous pager attacks across Lebanon that left thousands of people injured and 12 dead. The pagers worn by members of Hezbollah. Federal Reserve is expected to lower a key interest rate a little later today. It's been more than 4 years since the central bank dropped rates. This is ABC News. Google with a big win on the other side of the Atlantic, the EU's General Court throwing out a nearly $1.7 billion fine over Google's ad business. A Vancouver man, Jason Biggins, is going viral for all the right reasons. ABC's Danny New has a story of the man on a mission to save baby seals.
In and around the many islands surrounding Vancouver, Jason volunteers with organizations like the Island Wildlife Natural Care Center. At any moment, they could just give him a call to fly out and retrieve a pup who has been found injured or abandoned by its mother.
My passion's shifted into this, so it's definitely it's a mission of the heart.
The busy season typically lasts from July to September as the care center works to rehabilitate and then eventually release the seals back into the wild.
And GM today making it easier for drivers of its electric vehicles to use Tesla chargers. GM now offering a $225 adapter that will allow its vehicles to use Tesla's charging network. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Sapphires are associated with royalty, truth, and good health. Princess Diana had a sapphire for her engagement ring. Sapphires come in many different colors, from white to orange to blue. So stop by Pamela's, save on your colorful sapphires on your next sapphire purchase at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high today in the middle 80s, mostly sunny skies and south to southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 57 with light winds. Thursday partly sunny, still quite warm, a high of 84. Thursday night showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 62. Friday partly cloudy and warm, a high of 81 and low 80s on Saturday.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Welcome to our morning show time today here on WRCO and WRCE. We are just ahead of the 61st annual River Valley School Fair. And Ian here to talk about it today. We catch them when they're not so busy. But we have Mrs. Sherry Groff under advisor, a school fair co-chair. Chase Gilbertson is here, president of the River Valley FFA. Lucy Spahn, the treasurer. Caitlin Sobranek, reporter. Wyatt Knockreiner, the sentinel. And Peyton Miley, the junior advisor. We're going to talk about all the things coming up. Well, Ms. Groffunder, it's going to be a busy, busy time for you. Are you hitting the ground running now this week, are you?
Yes, we started Monday with the assembly of the pavilion so that we could make sure that we have a room for enough of our animal exhibits that are coming in. So we are on the rise again. So the new addition just was completed last month. So it's nice to see it on. And then the alumni and some of the students came and put together all the gates so that we can make sure modifications are ready to go for next Friday.
Awesome. And today is an important day, isn't it?
Yes. All the fair forms, the exhibitor forms, are due today. And then artwork is due to the schools as well. So please get that in so we can get it labeled and ready to go for next week. And that's important to make sure you get your forms in, hopefully by 3:30 today. If you have questions, give me a call at the school, 608-588-2554, extension 2109. After 10:30, then I can answer my phone.
You'll be back by that time then.
Yes.
So you're getting all the exhibitors together, and they'll be getting their stuff in by what, next Thursday and Friday then, right?
Yes. So we are aiming for over 600 exhibitors for our school district, which is nice to have.
Is that a record?
No, that'll not be a record. Our record is higher, but based off a percentage of the students in the school district, it is getting close to a record, yes. And Thursday, all day, we are accepting the inside gym exhibits, and then Friday will be the animal exhibits.
Okay. For animal exhibits, are you anticipating a pretty high number? I don't know if that's a record or not, but you must be getting there, aren't you?
That is a record for
it
us.
It is.
I went over, I was, while Tim was working on the building project, I went to all the farms and ID'd all the animals. We have over 60 animals that will be at the sale next week. So we're looking for the bidders to come in, but I don't want to steal the kids' thunder, so I will hold off a little bit on all those good counts. But yes, we have a record-breaking year as far as auction animals, and the dairy's increasing again so far, and we don't even have all the exhibitor forms in yet, so this is exciting for us.
It is, and you mentioned the new addition. How much nicer is that going to be?
It's going to be very nice. We have an area just for dairy and beef to be able to not be on concrete, to have a softer feel for them so they will not hurt their legs and feet, and then we have expanded so that all the swine
and goats and sheep can fit in one area.
Ah, that'll be perfect. I understand you're going to have a petting zoo this year. Is that correct?
Yes, the petting zoo is sponsored by the River Valley FFA alumni and WIC buildings. So we are bringing in Teddy the Longhorn this year. And yes, Havens Farm comes over and does that for us. So you have the chance to get in the pen, pet the animals, and meet various species of livestock. It's a hit with all the younger students and grandparents.
I'll bet it is. Teddy the Longhorn, is that what you said?
Yes. So we get a choice between like a camel or a longhorn or a zebra. And we chose Teddy the Longhorn to come.
Okay, yes. Good. So that'll be a nice thing to meet Teddy then next week.
Yes.
I know you were a benefactor of the Community Betterment Grant. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. So in May, Lucy and I collaborated. So Lucy worked on one grant for school fair, and then I worked on another grant for a wildlife class, and we submitted them both to Corteva Pioneer, and they have a chance to review applications. We didn't make the first round, but we were just noted that we won the grant for the second round. So they are sponsoring $2,000 for our t-shirts to be printed up for the interactive ag area. So we thank the Betterment Grant for sponsoring this so that we have the option to give out shirts and promote the dairy industry, the swine industry, soil, and then also Arena Fire and Iowa County Tech Rescue Teams will join us. So our interactive ag area, Aaron Frederick and Lori Wick have been working on it with me, and we have secured a Milk the Cow station. It is currently being built by Jordan Gauger so that we can show people what the animal eats and then how it produces milk. So that's the point of that small session. Soil sensory, this is where the students will be able to have the opportunity to make dirt pudding and understand the healthy soil and what it can produce. We're bringing in Jennifer Russell from Case for Learning. Many Hats of a Farmer will be done by Lori Wick. She's a good friend of our program. She's done a lot of grant reading for us and helped the kids with training for various speaking contests. Cows Upcycle, can you? So Sarah from Iowa County is coming up to show people how cows can upcycle food products and better the environment. And then, like I stated, we have the Iowa County Tech Rescue Team. They're going to show us how they will rescue somebody who may be trapped in a bin or a different farm implement. So they're going to talk about augers and bin safety and then show people how we can rescue and save lives. The Arena Fire Station, Todd Pinkham and Hunter Pinkham are alumni of our program of the FFA. So they're coming back with their fellow firefighters to show us what firefighters do in emergency situations and how important they are in our area. Wisconsin Pork Producers, Morgan Ork is coming up to explain that. She's another strong Iowa County kid that's worked with the pork industry for years and done a lot of promotion. And then Richland County, Carlene Craddock is going to come over and explain what 4-H and the benefits are. And then last but not least, Nancy Legal is going to explain ag in the classroom opportunities to the youth and show them how impactful agriculture is in our diverse area of Wisconsin.
Great learning opportunity for all ages, isn't it?
Yes. So anybody from little on to grandparents can come and enjoy this experience.
Awesome. I know there have been some concerns lately about the H5N1. What's the status on that for the River Valley School Fair?
So for us, we are allowing people to show milk cows if they want. They need to just prove that they have a negative test and bring that to the fair that day. And they test on Mondays and Wednesdays. As long as you have your sample in by 9 o'clock, they should be able to process that sample for you and let you know if you can come to the River Valley Fair.
So good. So dairy animals will be there if they pass the test then.
Yes. So the young dairy cattle, you don't have to be as worried about as far as that, but milking cattle, yes.
Lactating, right?
Yes, lactating.
Okay.
And then, as always, the swine need to bring in their health papers so that It's a kill show for us, but we still need to make sure the health papers are on record. And then the horses have to come in with their negative Coggins test, proof of that. So pretty standard for our industry. And then the poultry need to come in with their PB test or their receipts coming from a certified herd so that we are not spreading disease there. So this year we'll be doing load forms, and once again I'll let the children explain that a little more in depth.
All right. Sounds good. Let's turn it over to Chase Gilbertson, who is the president of the River Valley FFA. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning.
Good to have you on here today. Does it seem like you're a senior?
Yeah, a little bit.
Does it? That time's gone by pretty fast, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we want to talk about your role as president. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Mainly, I just preside over the meetings and work with the alumni and community and all the members.
And you wanted to talk, too, about a team poster. Is that correct?
Yes. We took pictures at our farm, actually, in the beginning of August, and then Shelley Prohaska was nice enough to take the pictures for us, and WIC Building sponsored the poster for us as well.
And how can people get that? Where's that available at?
We have them available at the school, and we'll probably have them at the school fair.
Are you autographing them then as well?
Or? No.
Okay. You will.
Danny did that last year.
not this year. So CDE and LDEs? You want to talk about that?
So CDE is it's a team competition, and there's a team test and an individual test. I'm in the agribusiness CDE along with Lucy and Wyatt as well. There's a regional event where you qualify for state, and then there's the state event, which is the state event's at UW, and the regional event is at Platteville, or our team usually takes it at the school. It's like an online one. And then the LDEs and ex-temp speaking, which you get, you go to a room and you have a half an hour and you pick a random topic in agriculture, and then you write a, I think it's 3 to 4 minute speech, and you talk in front of like four judges.
So the topic is put out there for you. You just have to choose what it is then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Right. How have you done in that? Are you doing all right?
Last year, well, I did okay, but I wasn't too impressed with myself.
Well, always room for improvement and room to grow, I guess. So, tell us a little bit about the upcoming show at the River Valley School Fair.
Order of events.
The weigh-ins, start at, what is it, 6?
6 a.m. to
6 o'clock 8 to 8 a.m., and then the dairy show will begin at 8, followed by the sheep at 8:30, and then the beef show at 8:45. The horse show is on the grass surface there between the middle school and high school. That starts at 9. The swine is at 9:15, and the goats are at 10:45. Auction registration is 10:30 to 11:30, and we do want to make sure everybody is registered by 11:30 so we can get all the paperwork done and get that handed out to all of our buyers.
That's kind of like a well-oiled machine, you know, getting all those things and all the time set, isn't it?
Yeah, yep.
So that's good. And then you just hope that you have a lot of buyers for your auction as well.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Yeah. Tell us about the livestock animal team as well.
So this year we're doing a little something different. We're going to try and keep the aisle clear and have less people in the aisle so it goes more smooth and we can get animals down to the show ring quicker. And there's how many people? There's
eight people on the committee, yes.
On the committee that'll be in the aisle, that'll be shooing the animals, helping the kids get their animals down the aisle into the show ring.
Which is important, too. I'm sure coaches Maxwell and Makovic have given you the speech about, okay, a lot of things going on, but you got to save a little energy for the football game, right?
They haven't given me it yet, but I'm sure they will at some point.
Somewhere along the line, because yep. That's a big game that night coming up against Lancaster, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Too.
So, good. Well, good luck with that. You couldn't do it without your volunteers, could you?
No. Monday, well, obviously, like G said, it started on Monday. Some volunteers came, helped us get everything set up in the pavilion. There was a few changes that needed. We made some new gates this year for the school fair shed, and so those went back to Miss Carmody's class, and they're going to make some changes on those. And then next week we're going to get those finished up, and we just want to thank Carmody and her class for making all the changes and doing all the gates last school year.
That is definitely a team effort, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Good. Well, good luck with everything, Chase. We hope it goes well.
Thank you.
We know it will. It's a well-oiled machine at River Valley. Lucy Spahn, the treasurer of the River Valley FFA, is joining us as well. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, Phil.
Tell us about your role as treasurer.
So I keep track of all the receipts, pay our bills, and collect dues, anything with money. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Okay. And what was your role last year in the FFA?
I was treasurer as well.
You were? Okay. Yep. So you're doing it again. They probably didn't want to get rid of you. You're doing such a good job, maybe. So Chase talked a little bit about the teams and the CDE and the LDEs. Did you want to add anything to that?
Yep. So as he said, I'm on the same team as him for agribusiness management. We've competed at the state level, I think, the last 3 years, and we're hopeful to do it again this year. That's our career development events that, you know, they prepare you for life beyond high school. And then the leadership development events, again, can also prepare with like public speaking, that kind of thing. I do the discussion meet, and I had a lot of fun with it last year. I was definitely really nervous, but after I went and competed, I actually really liked it. So in the discussion meet, I think Payne's going to join me this year, but we sit in a group of people and then we talk about how to solve different issues in agriculture. And we get the issues ahead of time, but we don't know which one it'll be. So you can only prepare so much.
I see. So you got to think on your feet a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And is that competition coming up again then this fall?
It'll be in the spring.
In the spring, okay. Yep. So you prepare for it during the year.
Yep.
So do you have to kind of read up on things during the year and kind of be well-versed on current events and everything?
Yeah, for sure. They'll give us our, I think last year for the regional or sectional competition, it was like three different topics, and then you research and remember as much as you can about the three, and then they'll ask you which one, and you try to talk with all the other people from different schools to figure out a way to solve the issue.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about your sponsors. You have a lot of them that make the fair happen, don't you?
Yeah. So I've been working a lot with the food stand, getting all of that ready for Friday. We're open 6 to 1 at the food stand, but we wouldn't be able to do without our sponsors. And first off, I'd like to thank Kevin Graffunder. Honestly, we wouldn't be able to do any of it without him. He organizes so much for the food stand. But then our sponsors include Arena Cheese, Brouhaha, Quick Trip, Pepsi, Prem Meats, Sauk County Dairy Promoters, and Straka Meats. And then also Joe Knockreiner and Dan Brickle. I'd like to thank them for grilling. We really wouldn't be able to do the food stand without all these people. It takes more than you think to set up just a little food stand for the day. But we'll have a variety of food there for whoever wants to stop by. We're open bright and early at 6 o'clock when everyone's bringing their animals in. We got brats, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, pulled pork, barbecue chicken. We've got donuts and cookies for some treats, chips, various drinks, hot cocoa, and coffee. So it's a great little food stand to stop by.
Yeah, that really is. Great fundraiser for you as well. Are you involved in any other things other than the FFA at the school fair?
At the school fair, I've got student council stuff is going on, and then the senior fundraisers. I'm a class officer. NHS goes around and takes pictures. Not sure how much of that I'll do, if I'm being honest. But our seniors, we're going to have a fundraiser this year, and we're working on something the day of that isn't really solidified yet, but we already sold our homecoming t-shirt sales, and that's a fundraiser for us, which we spend most of that money on the homecoming dance. And then we also put together all of the games for the pep rally, which is after the volleyball game and when the homecoming royalty is announced. And then the student council is also having a couple different fundraisers during the school fair. They're making cotton candy. They're selling boba. They have a ring toss, which you can win ring pops at. And all of that's going to be right out front of the middle school, and they are open from 9 to 1 all day, I believe.
And you're on the student council?
Yeah, I am. And the student council, it's a really great thing. I'm not an officer on the student council, but I'm just part of it. We have the great opportunity to talk at school boards to present issues for the student body. And usually our president, Caleb Drachenberg, does that, but sometimes other people have to step in. I've done it before. I know many of the other officers have. But it's a really great thing that our school district allows, you know, a student to come and voice their opinion at a school board meeting.
First time you did it, was it a little intimidating for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
It was a lot, very intimidating, but you know, it was a good experience.
You got through it. Great experience.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So there's a fall leadership workshop coming up this year, too, isn't there?
Pretty yeah. Soon. So it looks like that's going to be right after school fair. We go through, I think it's just the officer team goes to that. It's in Fenimore this year, and we go through a bunch of different like stations and just learn different leadership things. Usually there's like interactive things. We get to talk with other FFA chapters, you know, get ideas for our chapter, variety of different stuff, and that's usually at night. So, yep.
You guys have had so much success, though. You got a little swagger when you go to these other FFA groups, can't you? You know?
Yeah, for sure. School fair is definitely something we can brag about.
You can brag about that. One of three still left in the state.
Yep. So.
Great. Well, good to see you again, Lucy, and good luck with the school fair.
I'm sure we'll
see you next Friday as well. We're going to be broadcasting the morning show from down there. We'll have some special interviews. We'll talk next to Caitlin Sobranek. If you want to pull that microphone just a little closer to you over there, we'll have you do some engineering work here for us on the morning show. But good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Great to have you on here. Tell us your role with River Valley FFA.
I'm the reporter, and
I work with most of the social media. So Instagram, it gets posted to the Facebook. Lately, we've been doing a bunch of reels, so videos, explaining what we do, what events coming up. And it really helps when people follow and share our posts.
That's awesome. And I've noticed some really good photos on there. All the things that River Valley FFA is in, it keeps you hopping trying to keep that updated, I'm sure, doesn't
yeah.
it? Sure. Getting ready for the school fair. And what do you most like about the school fair? What do you look forward to the most?
I show beef there, so I'm pretty excited to show there. Mm-hmm. I do. I have been every year, so yeah.
And have you shown at other fairs this summer then as well?
I show at the Richland County Fair.
Richland County Fair, yeah. And how'd that go for you?
It went really well. I got reserve grand champion with my steer, and yeah.
Great. Congratulations on that. You wanted to talk a little bit as well about the CDE, LDE program?
Yeah, for the CDE, I do dairy judging every year. So they take you into small groups with other schools, other people, and there are a couple groups, 4 cows each group, and you just choose which cows are in order, look the best from the worst, and they give you one class to give your reasonings to, and then you go into a separate room and you explain to a judge just why you place them that way, and they give you a grade on that.
Great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Is that fun for you?
It's pretty fun, yeah.
Yeah, good deal. I didn't ask you, what year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
Junior this year, okay. Is this your first year as an officer with FFA? Great. Well, that's good news. Looking at some other things that you're involved in, it'll be a busy week next week. Could you use some help? I mean, could you use some volunteers from the community to come in and help?
Oh, we could definitely use some volunteers for anything at the fair, because mm-hmm. it's a lot of work to put everything together.
Tell us about your roles and what you'll be doing during the fair next week.
I help set up the gym in the middle school. We usually have crops set up in there for it and artwork, and there's a bunch of senior pictures in there for FFA. And yeah.
It's amazing how that gym and the old high school gym, I mean, they're just plumb full of things, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
Gosh, just really amazing amount of entries there, that's for sure. World Dairy Expo is coming up. Are you involved in that?
Yes, I've gone the past few years. We do dairy judging there also. There's a couple classes there. And yeah, we basically just walk around the rest of the day looking at all the other cows, all the other stands there, and it's fun.
Learning about it. I think I've asked Chase and Lucy this before, but having you on here as a first-time officer on our morning show, have you thought about your career, what you like to do after high school?
I want to go to Southwest Tech for cosmetology.
Okay. Very good. Well, good luck with that. You got a little time to plan.
Yeah,
I do. Sure. We're talking to members of the River Valley FFA. We're going to take a time out on the morning show and come back with more. We'll put next Wyatt Knockreiner and Peyton Miley on the hot seat here in the morning show when we continue.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobeson Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobeson Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
A farmer's health and well-being affect more than just the farmer and his or her family. Farm safety is vital for communities and our economy. September is Farm Safety Month, and it's important for farmers and their families to stay up to date in farm safety training. This message is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make or model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom. And when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
We're on the show today talking about the 61st Annual River Valley School Fair and Homecoming. It's coming up next week, but things are well underway, and we're here to talk about the events, kind of promote what's happening in advance. Of course, we'll be there next Friday as well. But next up, we join Wyatt Knockreiner. You're the Sentinel. How are you doing there, Wyatt?
Good, Bill. I'm doing good.
Good to have you on here today. So what grade are you in school?
I'm a senior.
Okay. Good deal. You've been involved in FFA all through high school?
No, I joined sophomore year because G told me it would be good for me, so she just wrote my name down and I just started doing FFA.
Oh, okay. Is that true then?
That is true. Sometimes You're voluntold to do things.
But I think you're a good recruiter in school to tell them.
Yes. You see talent, you have to ask them to join.
You have to go for it. Well, tell us your role as Sentinel, Wyatt.
So as a Sentinel, I greet people at the door and like make sure kids sign in for like the meetings to make sure they're there and stuff. But, yeah.
And tell us your role. I know you work with Youth Apprenticeship.
Yeah, so Youth Apprenticeship, I'm off of school every day. I come in at 10 and leave at 1. And I work at Ridgetop Dairy, milking cows. We milk 200 cows up there. And, yeah, so a lot of kids in school, seniors are doing youth apprenticeship, and a lot of them are not at school because they're just doing that.
And you enjoy that?
Yep, I do. I'd rather be doing that than being at school learning.
Being in school, okay. What time is milking then if you go to school?
I wake up at 4, and I'm usually there by 4:30, and then after school we start at 3. So it takes usually 3 hours in the morning, 2.5 to 3 hours at night.
Wow, that's crazy. So I know you're in wrestling. You did well last year. Congratulations, by the way. How does that happen during wrestling season, though? Do you have to kind of change your schedule a little bit?
Yeah, so during wrestling season, I'll have to change my schedule. I won't be milking at night, but I'll just do a few mornings here and there because I don't want to get wore out for wrestling practices and all the meets coming up because I'm hoping it's going to be a good year this year.
How many hours then approximately do you work then?
Depends on the week, depends what's going on after school with FFA and all the sports, but I usually try to get like 20 hours, 30 hours a week.
Okay. What are some things that you've learned?
I've learned a lot of stuff. I like to ask questions about what they're doing and everything, and they love to tell me about it and everything, and I'm there to listen. And I've learned how to do a lot of things that I've never knew how to do before.
Are you on any of the judging teams with the FFA?
On ag business for my CDE with Chase and Lucy, and for my LDE this year, it'll be my first year, and I'm doing extemp speaking with Chase, so it's going to be new for me for that, and we'll see how I do with that.
Do you have to write a speech?
I think so. I just got told I was doing it this year, but...
You can't just read. Do they still? The Hordes Dairyman still publishes, don't they?
Hordes Dairyman still publishes Cattle on the Front, yes.
Yeah, because we used to just read out of there, you know, that was our speech, you know.
Yes.
That's why we never did well.
So for extemporaneous, they have 21 topics, and the kids will pull three of them, and then they look at them and decide which one of those topics pertains to them the best. And then they'll have 30 minutes in a quiet room to create their 4 to 6 minute speech. And then they get to go to the room, and they can take note cards with them, or they can talk off the top of their head. So Wyatt's probably one of our quieter ones to try this event, but I know he's knowledgeable, so he'll be able to pull that through and do well.
He'll do really well, I know. Tell me about the auction baskets. Are you in charge of those?
I'm not in charge. I think Chase is in charge of them and getting all the stuff for Peyton. I don't know which one. But the FFA alumni president, Christina McCulley, she's been working hard collecting donations for the auction baskets, and all the proceeds will go to the alumni, and the auction baskets is like a silent auction format. So, yeah.
So people should check that out when they come to the fair then.
Yep.
As well. You've been working with photo and art as well?
Yeah, so G put me on a project because I'm in woodworking class with Wanakee. And we needed more of these art support boards to hold pieces of plywood. And so I'm making 40 of them for the school fair. Me, Griffin Sprecher, and then Wanakee's building construction class. We're all working hard to get those done for the school fair just in time.
So right now you're kind of backed against the wall. You got to get it done, don't you?
Yeah, we've been working every day on it, usually. And I have G independent, so I'm over there during that class and everything trying to get them done.
Oh, it teaches a little bit lesson about time management and when you've got a deadline, too, doesn't it?
Yep.
What about dress-up days? Are you doing those for homecoming this year?
So for the dress-up days this year, so Monday is Sweet Dreams Pajama Day. You get to wear your most comfy pajamas to school. And then on Tuesday, it's Sour Patch Kid Neon Day. You have to show up to school in your brightest colors. And then Wednesday, it's Lollipop Tie-Dye Day. You wear your tie-dye apparel. And then Thursday is Mike and Ike Twin Day. You grab your bestie or friend and twin with them. And then Friday is RV apparel and class shirts. So you wear your RV clothing or homecoming shirts.
Wonderful. Have you figured out who your twin's going to be?
I have not.
Okay. Maybe. Chase said he would. Anyway.
Show up to school on the same day.
Oh, okay. So, and this is for the whole district, these dress-up days?
Yep. So for... this year, I strive to meet the community request to have unified dress days for each of the buildings. So we're all doing the same dress-up days for everybody through the middle school and elementary school.
Sounds like a lot of fun. What's your favorite part of the River Valley School Fair?
Probably showing my pig. Yeah, probably showing my pig, right? Uh-huh. Or the football game.
Both.
Football game's always fun.
Uh-huh.
Or the pep rally.
You have to use your wrestling skills with your pig project too, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so uh-huh. This year I'm in the alleyway pushing pigs with Chase and others, and I got put to that because I'm a wrestler, I'm pretty sure. So I guess we'll see how that one goes.
I know it'll go well. Thanks for joining us today, Wyatt. And Peyton Miley, last but not least. How you doing, Peyton?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I see you quite a bit in the booth with River Valley TV. So.
Yeah. I do RV TV for Matt Snow, all mm-hmm. the volleyball games I'm doing this year. Mm-hmm. I do football, and we're doing basketball. Or I might not do basketball this year with the new class that he has for RV TV.
Okay. You do a good job. I see you a lot. Now, tell me about your role as junior advisor.
As a junior advisor, I interact with all the middle school kids or the younger, newer kids into the FFA, or try to introduce FFA to them, get them to know what it is, and try to get them to join.
Mm-hmm. Have you been successful in getting a few numbers in there for you?
I got a couple, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been doing a lot because whenever I say I want to join FFA, they just brush me off and say,
really?
No. They don't know what it is. They right. just think it's all, you got a farm and all do that. And it's not all that.
No, it's not. You don't necessarily have to be on a farm to be an FFA, do you?
No, so, I don't.
No, that's interesting. So what are some things you tell them, trying to convince them, what trying to sway them?
I usually tell them that there's a bunch of competitions you can go to, or don't even have to do that. You can go meet new people from different schools, make new connections, learn a whole lot of stuff about agriculture and all that.
What are some competitions that you're going to be involved in this year with the FFA?
For the CDEs, I do agricultural sales. So we go and we basically, there's three products they give you. You got to choose from one of them. You get to prepare. You got to go in, you got to talk to a person to try and sell them your product, and then you try and get a lot, or you try and sell them, and then there's a second test that you have to do, and it's just a test on basically a bunch of selling questions.
So you become a salesman all of a sudden, don't
yeah.
you? Wow, good life skills there. Tell me about the FFA float.
We're just currently building it. If there's anything that you have, that ideas for us, that'd be greatly appreciated. We have Buddy the Blackhawk on the float this year. We got a cow costume. It's going to be great. And if you have any questions with floats or trying to get floats in, you can contact Brent Johnson at 608-588-2554. And his extension is 2118 or 6. 2116.
Okay, so that's coming up. The float process, you got to work in float yeah. building amongst all the other things, don't you?
Yeah. So trying to get a bunch of kids to sign up to go on that or help build it.
Good luck with that, then. Some of the other games, and the first one that comes to mind is the cow chip toss. Is this new to the River Valley School Fair?
Yes, it is, actually. Grady Graham was put in charge of making one of the games for us this year. And so he goes to SG, he goes up to her, can I do a cow chip challenge or toss where we throw cow chips? And SG goes, as long as you set it up and get everything set up, you can do it. So he goes, and it's $5 to enter the tournament, and you receive 3 throws, and you can use gloves to get a better grip, and he says you may lick your fingers before you throw.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, before is the key word.
Before, yeah. Grady's a funny guy.
Oh, that's awesome. So now, has he been going out and collecting some ammunition,
yes,
ammunition here?
Yes.
Okay.
I know, I'm not sure exactly when, but a couple weeks ago he went out and collected. I'm not sure exactly where he went, though.
Okay. And is he still, is he taking donations or what?
I mean, he gets a group of people to go out and help pick, but I believe he goes out and asks people, can we go and pick from your farm?
Uh-huh. There's a drying process,
yeah,
too, right?
I don't know all about it, but
uh-huh.
he's been working a lot with that.
We'll learn more about it at the River Valley School
oh, yeah.
Fair. I can't wait to see. I want to do play-by-play on that, I think. So we'll work on that. Are you working with the pedal tractor pull as well?
Yes, I am. It's exactly what it is. That we've had it for I don't know how many years, but all the kids in the elementary school, they can go up, get on, and go as far as they can. There's goes up to 100 pounds, I believe.
Okay.
For the pulling. And that's from 9 to 1, I believe.
And you have the gravity ball this year?
Yes, that is. So it's basketball, but it's put into a gravity box. So you got to shoot it, and then once you make it, the gravity box, it drains and it's output right back to you.
Oh, okay. How far out are you shooting, though?
I don't know all about that, but I know It
wouldn't be that hard to make it if you're standing right by the gravity box, right?
So they have you stand at the 10-foot line, and then you go against your competitor. So it's made like if Lucy and I chose to go against each other, whoever makes the most baskets can win a prize. And then other times it's just entertainment for the little kids who just want to try their different hook shots and all of that fun stuff. So it's busy all the time. But, yeah, you can compete against your friends for fun things.
That's awesome. Is that a game for the River Valley FFA then? Or is that?
Yes.
It is. Okay. They're all fundraisers. As far as other things, are you looking for donations and things like that?
Yes. We are still looking for donations. But all of the donations that were received by August 15th are just going to be promoted on the River Valley FFA alumni page.
Okay.
And all of these donations are being used for banners, ribbons, premiums, and anything that really needs to be updated through our programs.
Great. Well, we appreciate you coming along today, Peyton. And I know you'll be busy next week as well. I think Chase had some other things that you wanted to add, that the Prez wanted to Vice President wanted to speak again.
Just a few things to add is the weigh-in for the steers are at FS, and make sure to bring your weight slip to shed one when you get there on Friday morning. The hogs, sheep, and goats are on the scale there at the school fair building. The scale is certified. And make sure to have your premise ID on your load forms.
Okay, sounds good. And I said Vice. It's the first thing I saw on your shirt, but it says President underneath. You've got some new stitching underneath.
So
the President. Good. Well, thanks for adding that. So, Sherry, anything else you wanted to add today?
So we will also have caramel apples from the community gardens in Spring Green. So that's been a love that people have demanded back. So, yes, the community garden group is coming back with their caramel apples to sell. We do want to promote that the community, so any business, can create a float and enter in the commercial award. The FFA will hand that trophy out at the homecoming game during halftime. And then the class of 2026, which are our juniors, they are doing a smash the car. So it's $1 per hit or $5 for 3 hits. And you'll help the juniors raise money for prom. And the class of 2028, the freshmen, are going to have a game called Pin the Balloons. So you get 3 darts for $1. And they will give prizes like bouncy balls, fidget toys, candy for bigger prizes if you get 3 of the same color, you get bigger prizes. So they will be out on the corner of the concession stand. The sophomores with the pie in the face will be across the road in front of the middle school. Then you will see the student council as you go around the front of the middle school, caramel apple stand, and then past the prairie would be our sheds for where everything else will happen. The horse show, remember, is on the lawn in between the high school and middle school. But I'd like to say, please come out and support our auction. We've asked exhibitors to send out invites to buyers so that they can promote our auction so that we can have all the animals sold at very fair prices. And things on the docket are steers, sheep, swine, goats, and ducks. And then we also have, before the auction of animals, we'll ask for scholarship account bids so you can donate $50. Per paddle raise, and that goes to support the kids who show at the River Valley School Fair or work it. And that was new 2 years ago, and so students who put in time get some scholarships in May, so they just have to fill out the application and have it in by the deadline. And that is through the school system, so they'll be learning about that option shortly. So we do want to remind people to come out and support. We are obviously trying to do as much for the community and have a lot of activities for people to come and participate in throughout the day. If the weather turns cold, we do have the interactive ag experiences heading inside the school. But we're predicting a beautiful day, so we will hopefully be outside and enjoying the weather. And like these students, we continue on. So Teach Ag Day promotion from NAAE is tomorrow. During National Convention, the kids will be having their fun, and I will be conducting the National FFA Alumni Convention at the same time, so I'll be presiding over that. And so that'll be a fun adventure to finally see each other on Friday and head home and talk about all our celebrations. And coming up shortly is pumpkin carving, our thankful Thanksgiving. So we're looking at different opportunities to say thank you to different members of our community. And, of course, our winter sales will be right around the corner. So if you're interested in poinsettias, cheese boxes, wreaths, we'll have them for you.
Watch for future announcements on that as well. I know you're involved in, how many other fairs did you help at this year, you and Mr. Glassbrenner?
So Mr. Glassbrenner and I traveled around. We were at Sauk County at the pig show. And then I did the dairy show the next day with the rest of the Sauk County Ag teachers. And then Iowa County, we did the dairy show. And Richland County, Lauren and I did the pig show together again.
Great.
So,
yes. Well, thanks for your help with those, too.
Well, so. That's the fun part, interacting with the kids. And I chuckle because some of the parents will come in and say, oh, our two favorites are here today. And then we like to smile because, you know, Sauk County is easy. For us, we have kids participate in dairy, but you can meet a lot of kids in the pig show as well. So, yeah, it's nice to see all the kids grow up and learn from their projects and have those conversations with them as they age out.
I know we wanted to add a couple of things here at the end. I believe Wyatt Knockreiner has something to say. Wyatt?
Yeah, so I just wanted to say again that auction people must be registered by 11:30, and the grand champions, like steers and pigs, will be sold at 12 o'clock, and the rest of the pigs and stuff will be in a random order. And then, so you either have the option to send it to Equity, Straka's, or Prem's, and until they reach the limit. And the limit for Straka's is 16 hogs and 2 steers. And Natural Harvest has room for 15 hogs and 2 beef.
Okay, good information. Anything else anybody would like to add here this morning? I think we covered it well. It's been fun having you all in here. So you look a little bit more relaxed than you will a week from Friday.
Just a little bit, yes.
River Valley School Fair and Homecoming coming up on Friday the 27th. And so thanks to Mrs. Sherry Gruffunder, advisor, Chase Gilbertson, president, Lucy Spahn, treasurer, Caitlin Sobranek, reporter, Wyatt Knockreiner, sentinel, and Peyton Miley, the junior advisor here on today's morning show.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
English Prairie Distilling is located in Uptown Muscadet at 124 North Wisconsin Avenue. They are creating and procuring a unique blend of craft spirits that reflect the Driftless region and the people in it. Our tasting room is a testament to craft cocktails. Our mixologists have a stable of amazing standard drinks, and every week we offer unique mixtures that will have you saying, "I'd like another." If you're looking for a special night out for your birthday, anniversary, special gatherings, or you're just touring the Driftless area, you've found your spot. Come to English Prairie Distilling Company in Muscadet and be ready for a treat.
Our morning show continues here on WRCO and WRCE. We've talked a lot about this lately this week in the news. One of the top stories this week in our area, Richland County Board Chair Dave Turk began last night's board meeting by explaining the reason for the public comment being off of the night's agenda. While some people expressed their displeasure, it soon got quiet when he expressed his feelings and explained that there will be a special meeting next Tuesday involving the cybersecurity incident.
You will notice that public comment is not on the agenda for tonight. That was my decision as chair. We have a lot of work to get done tonight, and I want us to be able to complete that work. With that said, I fully understand and appreciate that we have much to discuss as a county board and honestly as a community. I've seen and heard some terrible accusations, innuendos, misinformation, and in some cases flat-out lies being spread throughout our community about people associated with our county government. And this is outright hurtful. While community questions are welcomed, and I'm happy to have face-to-face discussions with anybody and everybody that has an interest in Richland County government, the rumor-mongering which has gone on is not who we are. That's not how Richland County does business. That's not how we want to treat one another. We're better than that. When we have disagreements, we address them with each other and figure out the best way forward. That's not what's happening now, though. The online discussions I've seen are just disgusting, and this has to stop. I want to make it very clear that the Richland County Board supports the county administrator. I'm not saying the county administrator's never made a mistake. Of course she has. She's not perfect. We've all made mistakes. But for people to suggest that Ms. Pesch has done anything contrary to what she believes to be in the best interest of Richland County, I believe is absurd. She was hired to be the head of Richland County Administration and carry out the policy direction this county board establishes. The position requires some level of thick skin, to be sure, but what I've seen her go through the past few months is too much. Nobody should have to endure that type of treatment. You can disagree with decisions, but the personal attacks I've seen recently against the administrator, our corporation counsel, and other county staff, frankly, sicken me. I've lived in Richland County my whole adult life, and that's not who we are. One sign of a healthy local government is a desire for citizens to want to know more about what's going on in their government. We had a great meeting recently about the condition of county facilities. We had over 100 people in the room and people online joining us and time for folks to ask questions. While the discussions about the realities surrounding the condition of our facilities weren't exactly pleasant, we all came away with a better understanding of the challenges and, most importantly, a desire to work together to do what's best for Richland County, for ourselves, and for future generations. I believe we need more of that. We need citizens engaged with the county board on important issues of the day. We need a county board that's responsive to those citizens. We need a county administrator empowered to carry out the mission the county board establishes. We need our county team excited to come to work every day and serve our citizens. And I tell you, we have some really great people working here in Richland County. In an effort to move this conversation back in the direction of who we want and need to be as Richland County, I have called a special county board meeting for next Tuesday, September 24th at 6 p.m. The agenda for the meeting will only consist of a couple of things. First, a discussion with attorney Andy Phillips and the Wisconsin Counties Association about roles and responsibilities in county government. This is a discussion Mr. Phillips has had with dozens of counties over the past few years and provides the foundation for our work as a county board. Second thing will be a sharing of information from the county perspective, followed by open question and answer time with the citizens of Richland County. We will not take any official action surrounding any particular topic at this meeting, but it's an opportunity for anybody and everybody to ask questions about topics we know people are discussing in the community, like Pine Valley, the unfortunate cybersecurity incident, our ambulance service, or anything else our citizens want to discuss. In other words, it's that opportunity to have those face-to-face discussions that are so important to getting things done. If we need a bigger room, we'll get one. If people want to listen online, we'll make sure that there's an internet connection and that can happen. I want to make it clear that while we will do our best to answer questions that people ask, this isn't going to be a debate. We will simply talk in a meaningful and respectful way, and we ask that you do the same. I'm really looking forward to our discussion next week, and I hope you do as well. In the meantime, I'm asking you as your board chair, as an elected county official, as a friend, and as a longtime Richland County resident, to please reserve judgment on issues until we hear the full story, and please refrain from participating in the spread of harmful rumors which take away from our ability to get the real work of county government done. Thank you, and we'll talk more next Tuesday night.
The opening comments of Richland County Board Chair Dave Turek before last night's meeting. And we feature that today on the morning show. We'll have more on the follow-up there as the next days and weeks progress as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is currently 65 degrees in Richland Center, and the ABC News Update is next.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-27 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 US Highway.